It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. You have a program called Nextdoor.com. Can you update us on how that's going?
I can. You know, we did a soft rollout with Nextdoor.com, which is really the 21st century kind of replacement for the old Neighborhood Watch. What we found in research with Neighborhood Watch is it's a great feel-good program, but unfortunately, its long-term viability is not always as good as we thought it would be over the last 40 or so years. When a neighborhood experiences a problem like thefts or burglaries, there's a high level of interest. People want to do the walking through the neighborhood. They want to do the home security surveys. They want to do the monthly meetings. You know, everybody's pretty charged up because, well, there's a problem in the neighborhood. Usually, about 4 months into that, you see that the problem has probably been resolved. And then trying to sustain that level of interest along with all the other things that people have in their lives, those programs tend to drop off. And then to keep them alive, you see law enforcement having to really invest a lot of time and effort to keep the program going. And it's not that all Neighborhood Watch programs are like that, but that's been the majority. Some are well-sustained, but they're not the majority. And so the National Sheriff's Association, which created Neighborhood Watch to begin with, kind of took a step back and went, okay, we're in a new millennium. Is there another way that we can still have Neighborhood Watch, but that is more effective given the trends of modern day? And so Nextdoor.com is endorsed by the National Sheriff's Association. It's used by over 3,000 law enforcement agencies across the U.S., including Parsons PD. And it is an app that goes on your phone, or you can go from your laptop or your desktop, and it takes your neighborhood, and it's a way for neighbors to communicate about what's going on in their neighborhood. But more importantly, it allows the police department to blast out information, messages, updates, public service announcements, all of that information to specific neighborhoods. In our case right now, Parsons is really defined as one neighborhood. We already have 10% of all of the residences in the city signed up.
Now, how do people find out about that program?
All you got to do is go to www.nextdoor.com, and it will ask for your zip code and identifying information, and it will put you into the Parsons Nextdoor.com group based on that information that you give it.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.